Blog Talk Radio.
Professor Applewhite, the student to teacher to student radio show on the internet, sponsored by White Apple Institute. We are an international organization helping students with disabilities and various disadvantages that are labeled in our society. We help them get through school. We help them get through college. We help them get through the workforce. And so if you know anyone that is in need of support, counseling, resources, then let them know that whiteappleinstitute.org on the internet is available to them. In addition, they can join our show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. And you are on live now and can call in to our number, all of you listeners out there. I see we've got listeners coming in right now, and I'm really proud to see that a lot of you are out there listening. Please feel free to call in at 1-646-727-3758 and give us some comments on some of the things that we'll be talking about this morning. Our title today, and talking about titles, you know, it's just concepts. We're going to be talking about adult students and employees who are bullied, too. You know, and we don't talk about that very much because bullied is usually an expression that's attributed to younger children, you know, being bullies. And so we don't usually think about, you know, being adults. You know, I mean, how can we be bullied, you know? And but we can be bullied. We have someone coming on air right now. Thank you very much. You're on air with Professor Applewhite. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, our faithful listener, Maria. And
how are you?
We appreciate you calling. Very, very good. God is always blessing and blessing the work that we're doing to reach out across the world to help people with disabilities and disadvantages to succeed in life. We don't want anybody to give up. Is that right, Maria?
Right.
Nobody gives up. We keep on going forward. And that's part of what this radio show is all about, is it's our way of reaching out and letting people know that somebody, a voice is still there. It may seem dark and it may seem lonely to you, and it may seem like you just lost your job and you feel like you're not able to go back to school or start school. You know, maybe the school that you go to, wherever you're at, doesn't have access, wheelchair access. You know, these are things that you need to call in and let us know about so that we can help you to write letters and contact the right people so that you can have access to education and be all that you can be. So thank you so much, Maria, for calling in this morning and supporting the work of White Apple Institute. Really appreciate you. So what we were talking about is this bullying, and I don't know if you heard that first part, but, you know, a lot of us don't think as adults that we can be bullied. You know what I mean by bullied? Have you ever heard that? Like when people are teased, you know, in school, and like there's this bigger kid that comes up and says, "Give me your lunch money," and he punches the kid around and he teases the kid, you know, or they make up, or they make fun of them, you know, and they say you're ugly, your hair is funny, you know what I mean, like that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes children can be so cruel about that. And lately, I don't know, have you been hearing the news that there's been a lot of students, a lot of young people, 11 years old, that have been killing themselves, committing suicide, because they were so upset that somebody bullied them. Can you imagine that?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. 11-year-olds, 11 and 12-year-old young people, put a rope around their neck and hung themselves because they could not stand the teasing and the pressure at school. Now, this is a serious thing, and so this has brought a lot of attention to this concept of bullying. You know, what is bullying? And so now bullying's been going on forever. You know, when we were kids, there were always these bigger kids that picked on you. You know, you were either the bullied, or you were either the one that got bullied, or you were the bully, okay? And what do you call that in Spanish? What would you call that in Spanish? Somebody.
I'm not sure of the word right now.
Okay, well, when you come up with the word, let us know. It's somebody that's always teasing and always pushing somebody around and being mean to them. You know, we find in the drug cartels now, you know, when they want them to pay up the money, and they threaten their family and they threaten the person to pay. That's kind of like a bully too, okay? So whatever that feeling is that people that they do to make other people do things because they're afraid. That's the key. That feeling of being afraid. So, okay, I'll do whatever you say to do. You know what I mean? Because I'm afraid. So here's my money. Here's everything I have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you call that person? So keep that in mind, and maybe you'll come up with a word for that. So the bully is this person, and we need to focus on that for a minute. Who is the bully, and how do we define the bully? And is the bully in the adult world, okay? We know the bully is on the children's playground, okay? And we know that it's getting more serious because children are committing suicide because it's getting too much for them. One parent was on the news not too long ago and saying her child was coming home crying every day. Another one was saying her child did not want to go to school because he was so afraid of how the other kids were treating him. And he was from another country. As a matter of fact, I think he was from Nicaragua. And she said she came to this country for freedom and a better life. And now she loses her son because they made such bad fun of him and did such horrible things to him, you know, like stealing his money and pushing him around. And I myself, as a child, was subject to being bullied. You know, I had kids running past me, and they would knock my books onto the ground and make fun of me because I love my books, okay? Like I do now. I'm still, you know, I guess I've always been Professor Applewhite, okay? You know, that's the way I've always been. And a lot of people don't like you because of that, because of the way they feel inside themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's but I mean, that's not a way of controlling people, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, being mean, being nasty, and trying to control others?
That's right. That's right.
I mean,
they try to control us, and so, you know, why wouldn't that happen when we're in the adult world, okay? And see, we don't like to talk about it as adults because it's like, hey, you know, I'm not going to tell nobody that I feel bullied by my boss or by my teacher. You know, gosh, I'm in college.
Right.
You know, I'm 30 years old, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to let anybody
mm-hmm.
tell me, you know, I'm not going to share it with anybody that I'm really afraid to go to work.
Right.
I'm really afraid to tell my boss that, you know, to stop bothering me. You know, he's getting on my nerves and, you know. Well,
right.
Let me give you a description of the show today. It says that Professor Applewhite, myself, I'm going to share a unique discussion with adult learners and employees who experience stress from being intimidated on the job and in the classroom. So on the job and in the classroom, many adults find it just as difficult to report a teacher in adult education. They find it difficult to report employers and college professors even about harassment by other students or coworkers, as our youth do. The same thing. You know, children don't want to report it because they're afraid that it's going to get worse, and we don't like to report it because we're afraid that it's going to get worse. Okay? And we feel harassed. I mean, we have this big issue now with sexual harassment. You've heard of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the sexual harassment it was a big thing for a long time, and so now they made all these rules up about sexual harassment. You know, nobody can say anything. Some of the rules are a little bit, you know, sketchy, but they still make a good point that no one has the right to bully another person to do something for them out of fear. And that's what intimidation is fear. And so here we are at this age in our life and still feeling this bullying. And another part of our description talks about how many students, and this is around the world, but mostly in the United States we're seeing this problem, and in some places in Europe, many students from preteen to high school have committed suicide and developed anxiety disorders. Anxiety. They are so afraid of going out, like we spoke about earlier. And we encourage our listeners on today's show, whoever you are out there, if you have a story, if you have a question, call in to Professor Applewhite, call in to some of the other listeners that are out there, and maybe somebody will answer your question or share a story that might help you. But you'll be surprised to know how difficult it is for adults to discuss these situations. We assume we can handle it, and they feel too embarrassed to share it with even family or friends, even with your family. Because it's like, oh, come on, is it really that bad? Come on, Maria, is it really that bad? Come on, Johnny, is it, you know, is your employer really that bad? You know, you need a job, so look over it. Don't worry about it. Okay, but every day they go in and they're afraid, and sometimes they get more work than other people because they're not doing the same thing that other people are doing. They don't go out and have the drinks, you know, and they don't socialize because they just want to go home, or because of their religion. How about that one, Maria?
Uh-huh.
We can talk about
right.
that. Yeah, because a lot of people don't. You know, if you even, some places they don't like you to talk about Jesus Christ. They don't
right.
like you to talk about God. They don't like you to talk about the Bible.
Right.
I know that there are people that have had to take down, they work in these big companies, and they've had to take down things off of their walls because the company said you can't have any religious stuff on your walls. Okay,
mm-hmm.
whether it's from Islam or Christianity or from what some of the other religions out there. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And they can't have anything on their walls. So they take away that personal freedom that we used to have. And so we hope that you can share. And remember, any of you listeners out there, if you have to leave while the show is on, if you have to go, don't worry. You can always, always listen to the show anytime. You go into the archive shows and you just go into the computer at blogtalkradio.com and look for student to teacher. And you can actually listen to any of the shows that we've done in the past. There, the titles are right there. And you can do your dishes and drink your coffee or share with a friend any of the topics that that we bring up at any given time. So if you have to go and miss this and this is something that you're really interested in and you want someone to hear this, please make sure that you write down that information or get in touch with us at whiteappleinstitute.org, okay? Well, one of the things that I was thinking about when I came across all this bullying stuff is, of course, things that our dear friends and co-hosts and guests have talked about in the past, and I'm talking specifically about Nazim Rashid and his wonderful book coming out, Reconnected. And his show will be beginning very, very soon, as a matter of fact, on Blog Talk Radio. And he talks a lot about self-esteem and creating in his mind, helping people to visualize how they will create a kind of like a family that works for them, okay? And so I want to take that a step further and also say, especially if Nazim is listening, I know that they've been traveling a lot, and this is summertime, so people are going to be traveling a lot, and I understand that, so they can't plug into the show as often as they wish to. As a matter of fact, I think that's Nazim calling in right now, and we're just talking about him. So is this Nazim Rashid?
Yes, it is.
Nazim
Rashid
here. Hi, we're just talking about you. Just talking about you, as a matter of fact. Yep, just talking about your show and the things coming up and how this bullying thing becomes this inferiority complex. Have you had a chance to listen to any of the stuff that we've been talking about already?
Yes, I was listening on the computer.
Oh, great, great, great. Okay, so you know that we're talking about adults having this issue of being bullied, and you've heard all that news about the younger ones that are unfortunately committing suicide, and we want to move them into, and I hope that you can help us to do that, move that into a more positive light so that people can understand that, okay, that happened, so how do we prevent it from happening in the future, and how do we see something positive within that particular situation. So we appreciate always bringing that to light for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a real issue here when we talk about the adults that won't divulge to people, Nazim, that they are being bullied because they're afraid. They're afraid of talking about it and being, you know, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing to say, you know, hey, listen, I'm 35 years old and I really don't want to go to work today because my boss is harassing me, whether it's a female boss or a male boss. And I tell you, in the school, in the college arena, it's very prevalent. There are a lot of instructors that bully students. And you might think, oh, bully, you know, I put their fist in their face, or some of our listeners might be thinking of that kind of bullying. No, bullying in the sense that, you know, you better do it this way, this is the way I want your paper done, and not taking the time to work with them and help somebody. And they're just putting them down and down and down until they're almost to the point where they're dropping out. And we want to catch them before that happens, kind of like a dream catcher, if you will. That's what White Apple Institute would like to be. It's kind of like that dream catcher to help you catch your dreams and help you succeed. What do you think that, you have any comments? Any of our listeners calling in? Let me say that number again so no one misses it. It's 1-646-727-3758. And I'm open for comments.
Well, I would say that as far as what you're saying regarding teachers, I think we've all experienced that. I had that myself in college, you know. So, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't call it bullying. It's just, you know, some teachers having a bulldozer mentality,
mm-hmm.
not caring about you. They had tenure method. One guy said, I got tenure. You can't do anything to me. I mean, so they're invincible, and they do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they
That's
just
right.
railroad you over.
That's right. I mean, when you report them, you know, I've known students who've run into a particular math teacher who they were like 2 years from retirement, and they had been in the district for like 30 years or something like that. And I remember advocating for this student, trying to stand up for the student, because, I mean, it was just terrible what the student was going through. They were in tears, and it was just ridiculous, the kind of like you said, bulldozing. We like to call it different words. You know, when we're in the adult realm, we don't want to call it bullying. We want to call it harassment, which is the same concept, right? And I remember that this particular student tried their best to get this instructor to listen to them. They did everything, and we had a meeting, a mediation meeting, and everything. And, you know, they told me, lay off. He's only got a few years left, and we've already got a number of complaints against him, and he's tenured. Now, I don't know if people know out there know what tenure means, but it's a way that professors are kind of locked into their position, and unless they do something very, very terrible, it's very hard to get them fired or moved from that position. And so that's why I think this show is very, very important in some of the things that we're talking about, is because we want people to know how they can move around that within themselves. Because sometimes we cannot change our environment. And the only thing we can do is change our own personal perceptions. Isn't that right?
Now, I must say that it's important that you have to have support on one level or another. Because
mm-hmm.
in that kind of situation, when you have bullying or someone taking advantage of you, you got to have somebody. Somebody has to have your back somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have, or you have the extreme frustration, anxiety, and then suicidal ideation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to have somebody that has your best interest at heart. You got to research them and find them out. They're out there somewhere. You got to have that importance.
Wow. That's profound, because that's what we're all about. That's why this show even exists, is because we're trying to have that kind of support system out there, especially, you know, focused on people going to school and work. We're trying to provide that kind of support system for you. So please listen to what Nazim just said. Again, that was very, very profound, because you need to find someone who's got your back. And that's the same thing with the children. You know, the children that are being bullied so terribly, because I you know, when I listened to the news on this and saw the stories and the parents, it's hard for me to believe that this just happened within a week, okay? This must have been going on for quite a while. And for someone not to have spotted how terrible and devastating this could have been to this child of 11 and 12 years old is surprising to me. First off, with the school officials, and then the parents. Okay, so somebody wasn't paying attention, and as you said a moment ago, they didn't have this kid's back. And so the same thing happens as adults. Maybe that's the difference that we can look at, and one of the things that we can get out of the show today is that as adults, we know, or if we don't know, we should, after the show, have some resources or find some resources where we can get somebody to get our back, to have our back, right? I mean, that's what we're really saying today. Who's got your back?
Okay, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what if nobody has your back? What do you do?
Right. What if somebody, you know what? It's just like what Nazim was saying and what I was saying earlier. resources are very important. You have to find someone who's got your back. You have to dig deep, and you've got to find them. They're out there. Just like Nazim said, they're out there. And I have to totally agree, because when students really take the time, okay, and I know for a fact that people have, I just had a student call me from 15 years ago because she needed somebody to give her, to have her back, okay, on something she was dealing with. And so what did she do? She called me. So I became her back, her backup. Your backup doesn't have to be somebody who's next to you all the time. This is a very good question, Maria. Your backup just needs to be somebody that you can talk to about how you feel, especially when you feel down and you want to go to school, you want to do something special with your life, and you got to find some resources in order to go forward. Who do you talk to? What do you do?
But, Ms. Apple, okay, I'm going to give you an example. One time I was really down. And I had a bad experience, and I called my friend, and to my surprise, she put, she put the ice in the cake, and I was expecting her to help me out, and she talked to me, and she made me feel worse. So you always cannot have a backup. You, in other words, it's a person that is older. Okay,
right.
And it's working, and it's in the job. It has somebody is harassing them. So what do? You
yes.
take a stand, and you say, "I had enough," and that's it. And you leave the job, you get another job, and you stop that person from harassing you. You stop the person from controlling your life.
That's right. That's right. And you said it all right there. You had you answered your own. Because let me tell you something, we cannot, and when somebody has our back, doesn't necessarily mean that they are how we feel. It means that
exactly.
We're using them as a resource. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just agree with you.
Okay. So we don't need to count on them to give us the answer. We just need to count on them. And you know what? Here's where I'm at in my life right now. And Nazim, feel free to jump in at any time on this. Here's where I'm at in my life, and hopefully this will help. At any moment when I feel somebody making me feel worse than what I feel, when I'm feeling bad, and sometimes we all have those moments, then I don't want to be around anyone that makes me feel worse than what I already feel. So I cut them off right away. That's not my back. They don't have my back. Now, it hurts because this is your friend, and you're thinking, hey, this is my friend. I should be able to count on my friend. But obviously, they're not your friend the way you thought they were. And so you need to get somebody else to replace that person. Does that make sense? A little bit.
Yeah, people don't like to hear this, but again, I'm going back to my biggest source, which is God Almighty, where I let Him know how I feel. He knows how I'm feeling down, I cry my heart out, and He's the one that fulfills my life.
Yes. And that's good, that you have that resource, that God resource in you, okay? And that's very, very wonderful. But in addition to that, we live in a world where God has also provided lots of resources for us, too. And there's counselors, and counselors are the best. When you're trying to talk about going to school and work, counselors are the ones you need to be talking to, because they can hopefully... Now, I'm not saying every counselor and teacher out there is going to do this, but hopefully the good ones that we've heard on the show, they're the ones who are going to take you under their wing, and they are going to support you. But you've got to know who they are, and you've got to interview them. That's a good word to use. Everybody thinks, oh, I've got to be interviewed. I'm going to an interview, and they get nervous. But the other side of that is we've got to interview the other person. When you go out on a date, it's just as simple. When you go out on a date, you've got to interview that individual. Just because you like them doesn't mean that they're going to be okay. You interview them the same way that they're interviewing you. We all interview each other. We check each other out to see if this is going to work. And so your friend who you thought had your back, you checked her out and you found out she doesn't have your back, especially in the problem that you were dealing with, okay? And so you move on to a different friend that can help you find another resource. And as Nazim was talking about earlier, you have to look for that resource. And White Apple Institute can help you find that resource. We need to talk a little bit more about getting you some backup, okay, because there's a lot of agencies that will help you to get into programs where you can start even step by step, little by little, but you've got to take that first step and say, and you are today. You are today, and I'm proud of you for that. Right now, Zane, we are proud of her for that.
Yes, and also I want to interject something here if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
It's real important that someone has to feel their worth to backup. They got to feel, they got to have a certain level of self-love and really feel their worth to back up, that they do not deserve the bullying and the mistreatment and the harassment. They got to feel that. They got to feel they do not deserve it, that doesn't belong to them, it doesn't align with their true self inside. They're not going to take it. They're only going to go along with that which is healthy and life-giving, and they will find support to back them up, and they will find it. They're worth it, and it's out there, and it belongs to them. That's important. I know when I was a child, I didn't feel that way. Now, somebody could have said, well, you know, just get some backup. I should have got the bad treatment I got, so why get the backup? I'm getting what I deserve, which is bad treatment. You see, so it's very important. Someone has to have a good feeling of self-worth and feel they do not deserve the ill treatment, that they have a God force inside of them, and they are going to line themselves up with that and find other people who align themselves up with that same God force, and they'll be okay. You got to feel you're worth the best, and then you'll get the best. That's a prerequisite. I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful point that you're making there. Did you get that, Maria? Did you get some of that?
Some, yeah.
Yeah. We can break it up a little bit for you. Let's break it up a little bit more for and some of our other listeners out there, Nazim, if you don't mind. You want to break it
you
up?
Know, really, it comes down to self-love. Self-love. Do you really, truly honor yourself? And I'm talking about the divine self within you that a lot of us do not even know exists.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at that mirror, you have to see the divine spirit through your eyes. It's there. Honor that. It's there. And when you have a self-love, love every part of you, love that divine self and love that confused self. Love your whole self. And when you do that, you will not accept ill treatment as being okay. You will not accept mistreatment or harassment or bullying or beratement or any kind of kicks and punches. You will not accept them as being okay. If you get them, you say they're abnormal, they don't belong to me, I'm not going to accept it, and I will find support because support belongs to me. I will find it, and that's where I am, without any kind of compromise.
That's right. Exactly. And when you think about this, looking at this self-love, and a lot of times, especially people who are very deeply involved in religion, believe that it's uncomfortable to think about self-love, and that, you know, does that mean that they are giving up loving God? I believe, and I'd like to know if I'm saying anything that's not in agreement with what Don Zine says, because we always pretty much back up each other on this, is that, listen carefully, when you love yourself and you truly believe that this kingdom of God is within you, okay, and you truly believe that you are a child of God by whatever means, by whatever name you call God. But if you really believe that, then you develop this self-esteem, this feeling of confidence about you, because you know that you are special. You are made, you are awesomely made. And so because of that, you need to look in the mirror, like Nazim said, and you need to really know that from every single cell in your body. Nothing can stop you from feeling special. And then when you get to that point, then you can find that other person. Then you're really truly ready to reach out and step out and find that other person that complements. Do you know what I mean when I say complemente? When you complement.
Yeah, I understand.
See, when you complement someone else, that means that someone is kind of like validating and saying, you know what, Maria, just like we do with each other, okay? And I'm saying to you, you are a wonderful person. I appreciate not only who you are as an individual, but your support and loyalty to White Apple Institute, your ability to make a habit to not only call in and take part in the conversation, but to share the information with other people and try to get them to call in on Saturday morning. That's a special thing that I really appreciate. And I know that you're doing the best that you can. That is already beginning to work with you, because we remember, and I hope that some of our listeners out here have experienced your growth with us from the very beginning of our show back in January of last year to now. Okay, you've grown tremendously, and you have become so wise. And now you ask questions, good questions, that really help people out there. Because I'm sure a lot of people wonder, what do I do when I don't have any resources? What do I do when the resource I thought I had is gone? Because sometimes the way we look at a resource or a person that's got our back, okay, because that's what a resource is, it's just things that can support us. And sometimes we put too much energy into that. The only thing that we need to put energy into like that is our Creator. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Right. So we put that energy into our Creator, into God, and we say, okay, now I know I've got God on my side, okay, and I'm moving towards myself, putting myself on my side, because sometimes we don't even put ourselves on our side, right, Nazim? Okay? We're in a battle with ourselves.
Right.
You know? I mean, can you imagine that? You know, everybody knows about sports, and usually when you play sports, there's two people or two teams. Can you imagine one person having two teams inside always fighting with each other? But a lot of people have that going on all the time. Because one side wants to say, you're nothing. You'll never make it. You don't have a backup. Okay? You deserve to be bullied. And then there's another side that says you are a child of God and you are wonderful and you are beautiful and you need to go to school and you need to do whatever you want to do. You need to fulfill your goals. And don't let anything stop you. And watch who you call your friend. And watch who you say is your backup. I have different friends for different reasons. Some of my friends are good for one thing. Like, okay, for example, going to the movies or something. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Other friends are not good for that. They don't like going to the movies. They're good for something else. So I suggest that you look at people when you're talking about feeling down about something, you know, like you were saying a moment ago. You said you were feeling really down about something that happened to you, and you called your friend. Evidently, she is not the person to handle that particular problem. Doesn't mean she's a bad person and that she doesn't care about you, but that particular problem she could not, she didn't have your back on. You agree, Nazim?
Yeah, but Ms. Apple, this comes down to also, to be, when you have a need, okay? When you have a, you need somebody to help you out.
Yes.
Don't destroy the person. See, this is what it comes down to being spiritually, being sensitive. Because you gotta be sensitive when to give an advice to somebody that needs your help right then.
That's right. Sensitive.
So did you just need to kill a person and destroy them and top of that you're feeling bad and you are going to go ahead and destroy them? What kind of friend are you? I stopped talking to my friend for a few days until, okay, God, you need to help me because I feel, and I never told her what she did to me. I never did. But I said, okay, Lord, just help me. And she's a friend because I just went anywhere and I saw her. But it comes to a place where you realize that, you know, sometimes not even friends can help you. I mean, you have to really rely on God Almighty for everything in your life because people don't really are there to. Sometimes I'm not saying that they're not, like you said, it's a lot of people, friends that they can help you, but there's days that. That you will not have that backup there. You have to rely on God, and that's what I do. When my days are ugly or I don't have a good day, my backup always is God and Almighty. And I have to believe Him and I have to trust Him.
Yes, that is so true. Let me say this to you. You are absolutely right when you talk about sensitivity. You're right.
Yes.
Because when you talk about sensitivity, just from the beginning, no matter what the problem is, that's what you're saying, no matter what the problem is.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you should at least show me some sensitivity, even if you don't know how to handle it, if you don't know what I'm talking about. You can
exactly.
Least, right, okay, and I got that part. Okay, and you're right. So what is that telling you about that individual? So you really answered your question again. That individual is not your friend.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have, in that moment, they cannot be, you know what I'm saying, as people, we need to love for each other, and we need to love for our mistakes in life, that we need to be sensitive to people. Don't attack me if I come to you with a need, and I'm feeling bad. No, try to be sensitive and say, okay, Maria, like you said, I don't have the answers. I don't know how to handle this situation. But God forbid, I mean, be compassionate to me. Be merciful.
God forbid, yes. You have to be compassionate. And that, and
yes.
That, very good. And let me, I want to correct something that I said. And Nazim, I'm sure you have something to add into this. Let me correct something that I said. When I said that she's not your friend, what I would hope that we get from this is that maybe she's not your friend at that particular moment. We never know what people are going through. I mean, she may be going through something on her own, in her own life, that prevents her from being sensitive and compassionate. We don't know what that is, okay? Because right at that moment, you're in your problem and you need her to be sensitive. And then maybe she needs you to be sensitive. And it's the same thing as teachers and employers when we go into work. Some days are just not good days. You know what I mean? Some days are just, you know, and you hear this a lot, you know, I hear this all the time with students, especially when they're working, and they say, well, I said hello to somebody, and they walked right past me. They didn't say hello back to me. And so, you know, I mean, that shows you that people, you can't ever count on people, and they're not your friend. Okay? Now, My response to them is this: maybe they didn't see you. And the reply is always, no, they saw me. They saw me wave at them. They looked right at me. Well, I have been and I don't know, Nazim, you've experienced this yourself, where I have been in a situation where I truly, truly did not see, my mind was in a totally different place, and I did not see someone who was standing right there. And unless they had said, hey, Apple, hey, Professor Apple, how you doing? I probably wouldn't have even known they were there. And then when I knew they were there, then, of course, I responded. Has that ever happened to you, Nazim? Hello?
Sure, of course. You know, because think about it, we have our different realities, and we have different places we're in mentally. And so you can look at, you know, you can look at a tree, for instance, but you're not focusing on a tree. You're focusing on something else entirely. You're physically facing a tree, but your mind is someplace else entirely. And someone else might say, wow, look at those apples in that tree. And you say to yourself, I didn't see anything.
Right.
Because you weren't focused on the tree. You're focused on something else. And so it appeared to the other person that you were focused on the tree because you're physically facing the tree with your eyes open, but your mind wasn't there. So that's all that is.
You just had to use apples, didn't you? You just had to use some apples. Huh? But you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, I mean, we're, and so that could have been what was happening with that particular friend. And we don't know the whole circumstance, of course, Maria. But I hope that what you're getting from this whole thing, and I hope other listeners out there that have had similar problems are getting an answer like this. Be careful of who you say has your back. Don't put so much into other people, okay? Put more into...
That's right.
Right. What you call the God within you, your relationship with your Creator,
sure.
Put more into that. Put more into self-love, into loving yourself and building your own self-esteem so that when people try, okay, or even if they don't try and they just don't even know that... She might not even know how much she hurt you. Because if you didn't tell her, she doesn't know. And so maybe you do need to tell her. That's another thing that's another part of bullying that we need to look at, is that sometimes when we are bullied in situations, or harassed would be a better word to use maybe, we don't go to the boss and tell them or the teacher and let them know, listen, excuse me, you made me really feel bad. I've done that a couple of times in my life and been very surprised to find out that my instructor turned around and said, you know what, I didn't realize that I was doing that to you. I'm so sorry. They didn't even know that they had hurt my feelings. Now, if you go to this individual and you say, you know what, I really needed you. I had a problem and I really was trying to get, you know, some support from you. And you were not very sensitive to me, and they still are not sensitive to you, then you know, you absolutely know what to do with that person.
Okay, again, how can you talk? Okay, this is another important thing that we have to be careful with. How can you talk and not wash your words, what you said to the people? How can we speak and not be careful how we treat? We took somebody. I don't see that. I don't see it.
No, I know. It's hard to see it because we look at our world through our own glasses, you see. You have a pair of glasses and I have a pair of glasses, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, very few people have the same exact prescription of glasses. So the way we see the world is differently.
Yeah.
And so for me, I know that there's a lot of times where I've said, I don't understand why somebody's acting that way. I would never, ever act like that to another person. You know, Nazim and I have known teachers and counselors where we shake our head walking out of the door and saying, what kind of meeting were we in? Are those educators? I don't want to even share the same umbrella with them. I don't want to be in the same room with them. Right, Nazim? You know, I don't even want to be in the same room with these people.
Absolutely.
Who don't even believe in helping students out. Okay? So, you're right. There are those times when you say, listen, is this person really, truly on my side? Do they really see things the way I see things? No. Sometimes they don't, Maria. And you've got to accept that that's part of life. part of your success in life right now is going to depend on how you perceive, this is your perception, how you see the world, that you see the world that you know that your world looks different from the next person. And if you don't get that, it's going to hurt your success. You won't be able to move forward. And you want to move forward. So you've got to understand that the way she looks at the world, the way she sees sensitivity, or any teacher or any employer sees sensitivity, is going to be different than the way you see it. And the only way that you can even try to see if you can be on the same page, you know, people say, you know, are we thinking together here? Okay, like you and I can think together on the same thing. The only way you know that is if you talk to each other.
Okay?
If you do something to me, that I'm going to call you, and I do this with my friends all the time, I'm going to call you. Okay? Nazim is a friend of mine for many, many years. And if there's something that I misunderstand that he says, and vice versa, he's going to call me, and he's going to say, what did you mean when you said that? Clarify that for me. Break that down for me. Okay? And I will do the same thing for him, because that's how you keep your friendship together. That's how you keep the bond together. And then we know that we are truly supporting each other. Now, if I call him and he says, well, I don't care. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. You're too sensitive. I don't care about what you say. I don't feel like helping you. You know, I'm sorry you don't have enough gas money to get to class today. You know? You know, I don't care about your books or your job. I don't want to hear it. Well, then the first thing I'm going to say is, well, then Nazim is not my friend. How can he be my friend? So then I'll try again. One more time I'll try. And I'll call him again and I'll say, hey, Nazim, you kind of hurt my feelings on that. And now if he still says, I don't care, then I know it wasn't just a bad day he was having. He really doesn't care.
Right.
Then it's time for me to cut the relationship and find another backup, like you were saying a moment ago.
Right.
Also, it's real important. I want to interject something. Also, real important that you want to ask the person to paraphrase to you what they're hearing you to say and what your feelings are. If they can't paraphrase you what you're feeling from your perspective, they have not heard you. So that's important. A lot of times we assume and we think the other person has heard us, has felt our pain, or they don't have a clue of what we're talking about. And we think they do. And we start having attitudes and negative perceptions of that person, which is really unfounded. So it's important if you're investing your feelings into someone and you aren't sure or you have a doubt about them understanding you, before you jump to conclusions, ask them to paraphrase back to you what you're saying and what you're feeling. In other words, Maria, what did you hear me to say? What did you hear me saying? Or how do you think I'm feeling about this? Or what's your perception about what I just told you? You need to hear back from them, their own mouth, what you're saying. Now, if they repeat back to you what you are truly saying, then you know they heard you. Then you can go to the next level. That's important. Okay.
Does that make sense, Maria?
Yeah.
The word paraphrasing, I know that's a big word for a lot of our listeners out there, and especially those that are not English speakers. But he broke it down for you as paraphrasing, as the factor that when you ask somebody, just ask them, what did I say? What did you hear?
Right.
If you go any further, because sometimes we get on the phone or in a conversation with somebody, and we start just talking, you know what I mean? Just bombarding them with what happened in our life and what's going on with school and what's going on with work and our personal relationships, and we don't even know if they're listening to us. Sometimes they're doing something else, or sometimes we call them right in the middle of something. Go ahead, Nazim.
I was agreeing with you. You're right. That's all. No. You're right.
All right. So what we suggest, and we've got 2 minutes remaining here, what we suggest is that please give the person a chance. Give your employer a chance. Give your instructor a chance. And build yourself up before you do this, because you've got to do that. Build yourself up before you go into discussing this, because you got to be strong and get a tough skin, because you don't know what you'll be facing. And you might be facing somebody who may really hurt your feelings, okay? And you don't want that, but you can also be strong enough that you can get through it, okay? Remember that, especially those that are out there that are labeled as disabled, okay? Because we don't even want to buy that label, but it's out there. Remember that disabled have the same needs that everybody else has. And many, many times, because of our disabilities, we assume that it's okay to fully explore, okay? And we take a lot more than the average person. I just want to close with that. And so we want to make sure that we protect ourselves even more so and not allow ourselves to fall into a category where it's okay for someone to put us down because we're not worthy. And we'll talk more about that next week as we continue with the student to teacher to student internet radio show. And we want to thank our guests this morning, our co-host and guest, Nazim Rashid, and author of Reconnected. And when's your show going to be, Nazim? Do you have a date for us?
I'm glad you asked. It'll be launching July 3rd. Right after this program, 11 o'clock to 12 noon.
Okay. 11 o'clock to 12 noon, right after student to teacher.
Yes, and anybody can go even right now and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. You can go there now and see the details.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. And we will be announcing his show, and I'll be, doing what I can to support his show. And he'll be supporting the student-to-teacher show. And that's what teamwork and love is all about in this world. We wish you much love and peace from White Apple Institute. Talk to you next week. This is Professor Applewhite signing off. Thanks for this great music, Nazim, that you provide for us.